This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
To bear arms shall not be infringed, not be infringed, not be infringed, not be infringed, shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube, performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady. Bill Brady.
All right. Looking at the stream here, everybody bear with me. Everybody bear with me. We're trying to get the stream up and moving. And while I'm doing that, coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
You see me shooting it, that's because I got it from AmmunitionDepot.com. Now, everybody bear with me, because I just tried to make everything happen, and it didn't happen for me. So let me try again to get the stream going. I'm very excited about Brexit. Brexit made me happy. But that's neither here nor there. Now, let's see if I can make this work. Update that. New page. That should be, that's showing it running. And that isn't. Okay, so it's up there now. Happening. Still not happening on my end, but that's okay. It don't need to happen on my end. Anyway. Besides Brexit, there was something else that came out of there. Now, I previously talked about how Seth Moulton, Representative Seth Moulton, he subordinated his prior honorable service. And, he's fallen to his party's position, his party's official position on the Second Amendment. That's particularly disappointing because while I would expect someone like Harry Reid to lie about the difference between a military assault rifle and the other kinds of rifles that are available to civilians, coming from an ex-Marine officer, that's bad. Now let's hear from a cat named Nate Bethea, who similarly begins his attack on the Second Amendment by misrepresenting what is and is not an assault rifle. He said, I could buy that rifle M4 online, including all of the accessories with minimal difficulty, but the weapon I carried could be mine again, with only slight variations. I could once again a little part of that regrettable era. The slight variation, which he's referring to, is actually a very major variation, because he wouldn't be buying a fully automatic weapon. The rifle he carried in Afghanistan is capable of fully automatic fire, which means it shoots as long as you hold down the trigger. Most M4s have been manufactured after May 19, 1986, which means you can't own them. It is impossible to purchase them legally. Online, offline, sideline, underline. You can't buy them. You cannot even get a federal automatic weapon permit for one. The legal variants require the user to squeeze off each shot, which is probably a good idea anyway. Way, you know, you're not wasting the ammo. His subsequent arguments do little more than suggest that he is personally too dangerous to be trusted with as much as a two-shot Derringer. When another driver screamed at him after he almost hit a driver's pickup truck, he said he reached for my ghost appendage, for the M4 that I would have held between my legs had I still been on a convoy mission, still inside a Humvee. So the problem here is not an M4 or even an M4 lookalike. An individual who is so prone to road rage that he would reach for a weapon just because another driver yelled at him. Bethea adds that while he was jogging in Anchorage, I found myself startled. A teenage kid was running close behind me, a kid clad all in black just playing around. In the instant before recognition, before I processed that this was an adolescent without a weapon, before I identified him as safe, I raised my arms as though moving my rifle to the high ready position. I slid my thumb across the screen of my music player as though it were the selector lever moving from safe to semi, ready to put rounds down range, because my hands remembered. You don't fire a weapon until you're sure of your target there, Mr. Bethea. Now, the process can take less than a second under combat or street conditions, but one of the basic rules of firearm safety to always identify your target. So, once again, Mr. Bethea illustrates that he is the problem, not a weapon. If this story is true, he did not simply invent it, to support his purported case, then a lot of Afghan civilians and fellow service members are lucky that he ever acted on those words when he did carry an M4. Bethea then argues further that what he, Moulton, Harry Reid, and the other VPC call assault rifles, ARs, cause horrific damage to humans. That's why the military developed them. You know, let's state a case, just state a common fact about any weapon that fires bullets, okay? Any weapon that fires a bullet is deadly. That's why we have them. We have them because having one that does not cause horrific damage to human is unfit for its intended purpose, which is to stop a murderer or a terrorist or a rapist or an aggravated assailant from causing horrific damage to the weapons user, to me. Mr. Bethea knows this. Anybody that is a gun grabber knows this. Having a gun that does not function as a gun is just plain stupid. Getting out there and stating that, the weapon is deadly. Yeah, that's why we carry them for self-defense, because they are deadly. It's like, why would we carry a deadly weapon that is not deadly? I don't know. I don't know why that happened either. I don't know why the... Okay. He's too busy putting together the tax-exempt violence policy center's recommendation in the yellow journalism. And he's out there sounding the trumpet call of AR-15s are too dangerous in hands, while at the same time he's indicating that he should not be trusted with a weapon, which is It's a very interesting thing to consider, that he should not be trusted with a weapon. But make no mistake about it, all of the weapons I own are deadly. All the ammunition I use is deadly. If I shoot somebody with it, it's going to hurt. And if I shoot somebody with it, it's going to be because I meant to, not because it made me. I don't listen to the voices. None of my guns talk to me. Well, not loudly. He's. When I was reading this, I was thinking about a Cheech and Chong movie where Tom Skerritt plays this guy named Cherry, and he goes into like this Vietnam trip, and Cheech says, "Oh man, are you back in Vietnam?" And I was just thinking that Mr. Bethea sounds just like Skerritt. We'll be right back.
fusion between man and weapon. This is S3F Solutions.
S3F ignores the naysayers, stepping out of the box and reimagining weapons modification with an approach that is altogether different. Paying special attention to the components that shape the shot, S3F smooths the space between each pull of the trigger, equaling more rounds downrange in less time. S3FSolutions.com. In an imperfect world, accuracy matters.
Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. Slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771. Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is Holly Thomas, Group Vice President of Cause Marketing for Macy's. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. That's why Macy's is committed to raising funds through our employees, customers, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
Live from the Frog Loose Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. Having all kinds of stream problems today on my end. Brush your browser. Hate it when things don't work. Anyway, this portion of the show is brought to you in part by, let's get out of this screen too, yo. Brought to you in part by Ammunition Depot.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection.
This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to ammunitiondepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at ammunitiondepot.com. This bill that they were having the sit-in for, H.R. 2578, the infamous no-fly, no-buy gun bill, what it does in title, what they're doing with it is they're blaming the Muslims and the jihad and the guns, and they're doing it all for safety. But what H.R. 2578 is nothing more than a blatant destruction of the Constitution. Legislators who propose this legislation should be removed from office violently. Has anybody actually read this bill? This was the sit-in bill. Part of it says, no district court of the United States or court of appeals of the United States shall have jurisdiction to consider the lawfulness or constitutionality of this section. What's that? That's sort of a grab, isn't it? And it gets worse. Under the excuse of fighting terrorism, these Democrats, with Republican allies, by the way, want to deny Americans their individual right to keep and bear arms without probable cause, without due process, and without being able to view the evidence against them or face their accusers. Their accusers and the evidence remains a secret. Your rights would be denied solely by a secret police list administered to by a bureaucrat that they will pick. You can't challenge the proposed law's legality because it hasn't got any. It would not pass even the slightest scrutiny, and they know that, hence that clause. Some Republicans, sadly, are supporting this. People proposing this 17-page tyrannical travesty should be removed from office. No court shall consider the lawfulness or constitutionality of this section. This is a wholesale violation of the Bill of Rights, and it evaporates the 2nd, 4th, 5th, and 6th Amendments to the U.S. Constitution. There is no valid legal argument for doing this. In fact, the arguments being used are overwhelmingly absurd. It's preposterous even if you hate guns. It makes no sense while undermining our entire legal system. Now, does that matter? To some people, it doesn't. Now, the soundbite looks good at first blush. And the soundbite is it's insane to let people on the no-fly list buy guns. But then the truth burns the soundbite. Then isn't it insane to let people on the no-fly list travel? Isn't it insane to let people on the no-fly list keep all the guns they already have? Isn't it insane to let them to continue to walk the streets? If they're that dangerous, if they can't be allowed to buy a gun, they shouldn't be allowed to walk the street. Plain and simple. Now, the reason that they're walking the street, and the reason they're allowed to travel, and the reason they're allowed to keep the guns they already have, is because people on the no-fly list aren't charged with anything, and they haven't been convicted of anything. And they can't be locked up for any violation of anything. If the people on the no-fly list are that dangerous, why are they out walking around at all? What's to stop them from driving to Orlando or taking Amtrak or a bus? And don't the TSA airport checkpoints work on these people? They work on us? Or do they? And how do you get on the list if you aren't charged with anything? Now, this part is a secret. And if they're that bad, how come the law lets them keep guns they already have? People that are added to the no-fly list can't buy new guns, but are not banned from guns in any other way. And they can't buy new guns at a place with an FFL. Okay? In a lot of states, it's perfectly legal for them to buy a gun from a private individual. It is in my state. So they wouldn't be able to buy a gun with an FFL. So what they're basically doing by putting them on the no-fly list is giving them a pass on the background check. But the real truth is too deep for most people today and is grounds to have politicians removed from office. Politicians want to give central government the power to take your rights away by writing your name on a list. That's it. Their justification, the Muslims made me do it. Now, where do they find any legitimate delegated authority to remove a person's rights like this, and how do you expect to get away with it? Their dream scheme gives them broad discretion to proper authorities to decide if you can buy a gun. Conditions are spelled out on many pages. Any bureaucrat could fit you into the descriptions with ease. Does this make you safer? Does it make you feel safer? By coincidence, the same Justice Department decides if you meet the criteria for the new no-guns list for the freedom to travel but not by air list. It's the same Justice Department that controls review of the list, and it also controls appeals for reversals if you sue. By law, after you have your first hearing, no appeals are allowed. Have a nice day. And for good measure, in case you want to know why you've been denied, they have Section D4. No discovery shall be permitted unless the court shall determine extraordinary circumstances requires discovery in the interest of justice. Now, where it gets ugly is that no district court of the United States or court of appeals shall have jurisdiction to consider the lawfulness or constitutionality of this section except pursuant to a petition for review under section. So you cannot question if the Flake Amendment, which some Arizona writers have put, Alan Corn put it on there because that's his senator who's for it, the no-fly, no-buy law is legal. So, now, it isn't, of course. Hence, they won't tolerate questions. This is like what we endured with King George. The absurd attempt to deny review of this thing gets enough votes. If it gets any votes, it's an affront to all of us, and it's going to be blamed on the Muslim Jihad, guns, and rationalized for safety. Due process is gone. Due process is gone. The sentence is incomplete, so it makes no grammatical sense. It could be used at the discretion of whoever implements it, unless until challenged. It may be time to start aiming at some white shirts with a button on the collars and have neckties if they pass this. But there is hope. We'll be right back.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready. 27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires, and there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to ammunitiondepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-941-5257. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-941-5257. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-941-5257. That's 1-800-941-5257.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent, and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Performance made USA Studio.
I don't know what just happened there. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by, where did my thing go? There it is. No, that's not my thing. There it is. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Back to the no-fly, no-buy gun control bill. The one thing that is happening with this that I take heart in, first of all, we need to be calling everybody right now. Calling them right now and telling them, do not vote for this. What do you mean no due process? What do you mean it can't be attacked? What do you mean courts can't look at it? Forget it. You don't want to start this fight. Trust me. This proposal has been repeatedly criticized on the grounds of civil liberties, but now Democrats are being criticized for what some see as a racist measure as well. Alex Perrine, the editor of Gawker, wrote a piece Wednesday titled, "The Democrats are boldly fighting for a bad, stupid bill." He wrote, "The no-fly list is a civil rights disaster by every conceivable standard. It is secret. It is disproportionately affects Arab Americans. It is error-prone. There is no due process or effective recourse for people placed on the list, and it constantly and relentlessly expands." House Democrats are going to the mat for a, I can't say it, racist, useless bill. I can't say it. say the other word. CARE has come out against the bill, saying it would seem the Senate is willing to only apply constitutional limitations on the American Muslim community, which is disproportionately impacted by federal watch lists. Author Rima Kanazi tweeted, Democrats, Donald Trump is a bigot. House Democrats, oh, here, let's push this racist and discriminatory bill that will target Muslims. He wrote, I wonder who Democrats think will end up on these secret suspicion-based lists they're trying to implement. Any guesses? The ACLU has objected to the no-fly list. Terror watch list gun control bill, primarily over due process concern. They also see it as disproportionately harming Muslim Americans. Publicly available information and the ACLU's experience with people who know or credibly suspect that they have been watchlisted raises serious concerns that the government applies the watch list in an arbitrary or discriminatory fashion, particularly against American Muslim, Arab, and South Asian communities. The letter went on to say, an internal August 2013 government document, for example, shows that Dearborn, Michigan, home to the country's largest concentration of Arab Americans, was second only to New York City in the number of the people on the government's known or suspected terror watch list. Well, there you have it. There you have it. We're told all the time, well, you know, this isn't what's happening when these Arab terrorists get in place, or these Middle Eastern terrorists, or these Islamic terrorists, or these jihadi terrorists, doesn't mean that all of them are. But we're going to target all of them as well. In addition to all of us that we can be added to the prohibited persons list. Now, going back to December of last year, Mike Sweeney of the Gun Owners Action League, he pinned something. Because this was after the San Bernardino attack, when once again they were calling to wage war against the Second Amendment. The usual suspects, of course, the same ones we're seeing now, Obama, Feinstein, hard at work, this time attempting to strike due process as a means to an end. This no-fly list thing that they wanted to have. Which, by the way, neither one of the San Bernardino shooters, as far as I know, were on the no-fly list either. Their efforts, which they marketed then as we want to keep terrorists from purchasing guns, are faulted to the core. The basic premise of a terrorist being able to roam our country while the government is watching them with full knowledge of who they are and what they are capable of is absurd. Sort of like what I talked about earlier. This whole idea that we would have somebody, well, he's plenty dangerous and he shouldn't be able to buy a gun. Well, why is he being allowed to go to, you know, the kids' indoor trampoline center? Well, because he hasn't done anything wrong. Even more ridiculous is the notion that this suspected nameless terrorist might get into their car, stop for a non-fat soy latte at Starbucks, then drive to a federally licensed firearms dealer to acquire a firearm through legal channels, and then go to Orlando or to San Bernardino. Terrorism is a very tricky thing to stop. It's a very tricky thing to stop. To intervene and catch it before the plot is hatched is very difficult. The 9/11 terrorists took three planes down and killed almost 4,000 people with box cutters. Do you really believe they're going to single file, run and head to an FFL so that said dealer can look at all these guys wearing shemags and burqas and all this other stuff, call the FBI, share their information to make a legal sale? Does anyone actually believe that's what's happening? Those politicians back in December who were simultaneously supporting Second Amendment restrictions and the no-fly list are using the former as a means of arriving at the latter. This is a backdoor attack on the Second Amendment. It was then, it is now. And we should all be concerned with this because due process, without due process, all of these things, this would make Nazi Germany look like romper room. The Stasi of East German times, they would be just a bunch of rank amateurs. Back in December, Obama addressed the nation in his speech. He stated that there's no good reason to let a terror suspect buy a firearm. So, cutting through the hyperbole, let's just say this. There's no fly list has nothing to do with preventing terrorists from buying guns at federally licensed dealers. It has everything to do with stopping and suppressing American gun ownership. And you should be concerned about this for a number of reasons. First and foremost, it does away with due process. If you're unfamiliar with that term, think innocent until proven guilty. In other words, every criminal, no matter how heinous, has a right to a fair trial. Even the Boston Marathon bomber, Jahar Sarnaev, received a fair trial. And it cost taxpayers millions of dollars, but it was his right, and it was granted. Nobody gave suppressing that right a second thought. He received due process. And the same has to apply here and every time. It would be criminal to let any legislative body pass a law which did away with due process and enabled restriction of a right. And they keep looking for a way to do it. They were looking to do it in December. Now they're back here in June looking to do it. They're really, you know, they're staging sit-ins and filibusters and all this other stuff to push it. And some Republicans are participating. I'm telling you, the time is drawing close when me and you may have to make a decision. This time when we go out the door, it might be a bad day. Because if they take away due process, the country's done. It is done. Simply done. This would be a massive attack on our guaranteed rights. The Fifth Amendment is very clear. The government cannot deprive a citizen of life, liberty, or property rights without due process. Getting out there and saying you can't buy this or that or the other, they're depriving you. And due process has to be more than an arbitrary list kept by an unknown bureaucrat. So they're trying to get by with not letting a good crisis go to waste. Too bad. We'll be right back.
Is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
And the Republicans have backed them up. Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Now, who's heard of Paul Krugman? Paul Krugman is a... He's an economist by trade, which, he's a Democrat. So that means he's a redistributionist by trade. But of all the guys that are out there right now, he may understand the Democratic Party better than most Democrats do. He's an editorial writer for the New York Times, and he describes Democrats as a coalition of social groups, from teachers' unions to Planned Parenthood, seeking specific benefits from government action. More often than not, what these groups want from government is at someone else's expense. This isn't just a characteristic of the party. That's what the Democratic Party is. There are also groups that support Republicans, gun owners, small business owners, evangelicals, but Republican groups tend not to want anything from the government. More often than not, they just want to be left alone. As Krugman sees it, Republicans are far more concerned with general principles or ideology. He often likes to characterize Republicans as Ayn Rand individualists. The typical Democrat is far more self-interested in a bad sense of the word. Democratic groups tend to base their loyalty to the party solely on what political favors the party can deliver to the group. There are no overriding principles here. The party is always seeking opportunities to take from Peter and give to Paul. Paul can be rich or he can be poor, ditto for Peter. All that really matters is that Paul promises a bigger reward in terms of votes, campaign contributions, etc. Think of the political system as some sort of Hobbesian Hobbesian jungle, if you will, in which there is dog-eat-dog rivalry among people who are only interested in what's in it for themselves. Think of fighting over a fixed pie, for which one man's gain is another man's loss. Now, who would lose out in such a world? People who don't vote, and I mean, there's lots of them, children, prisoners, unemployed youths. People who always vote for the same party, regardless of what it does. Black America, you're guilty. And people who are in groups only temporarily and who have no opportunity to organize politically. These are people who fall in and out of poverty or people who contract expensive to treat health conditions. Scour the entire country and you will be hard-pressed to find a Democratic politician who is trying to reform inner-city schools. It's just not happening. The reformers are almost always Republicans or wealthy people who may sometimes vote Democratic. Who is reforming the prison systems? In Texas, it has been a conservative think tank and a Republican politician or politicians. Who cares about lowering the barriers to a job, which, you know, that's occupational licensing, union monopolies, minimum wage laws. Now, the White House has actually come down on the right side of occupational licensing, complaining that almost one-third of all jobs in the country require a government license. But most of the time, the Obama administration has marched in lockstep with other Democrats, favoring the haves over any and often any newcomers to the job market, which are often minorities. Although the teachers' unions are a huge factor in their party politics, the teachers will vote for a Republican over a Democrat at the drop of a hat if the Democrat threatens their agenda. And this is true of most groups that make up the Democratic Party coalition. It has not been true of Black America, however. Black voters have tended to vote for Democrats no matter what they do. This may be why so many Black families send their children to the worst schools, why they tend to receive the worst city services, and why they are disproportionately the victims of environmental degradation, as in Flint, Michigan. When the Democrats passed the Affordable Care Act, they rarely spoke about the need to insure the uninsured, who, per Senator Chuck Schumer, basically don't vote. Instead, they talked about the pre-existing conditions, which is a middle-class problem. Now, even there, it appears they were speaking to the large population of people who feared that pre-existing conditions might become a problem in the future. For me, a pre-existing condition would be that I have a newly repaired heart. For some doctors, they would not want to touch me because of this pre-existing condition. For those where pre-existing conditions were an actual problem at the time, there was a small disorganized group with no political power. This may explain why so many insurers in the Obamacare exchanges have narrow networks that exclude the best doctors and the best hospitals and have outrageously high out-of-pocket limits for life-saving specialty drugs needed by cancer or AIDS patients. In the health policy world, it is only the Republicans and the right-of-center think tanks that have shown any interest in changing perverse insurer incentives. This idea of a political party made up of special interest groups is not new. Back in the 1930s, with the Roosevelt Coalition, he successfully put together a voting alliance that included farmers, union members, Southern segregationists, and others. People who had nothing in common basically didn't even like each other. They voted for the Democrats because they got something they wanted for themselves, even if they detested what the party was doing for others. The pinnacle of this coalition building was the National Industrial Recovery Act, modeled after the Italian fascist model in Italy. Before it was declared unconstitutional by the Supreme Court, the act allowed and even required every industry and every profession to establish a cartel, setting prices and wages and controlling the output. Problem here is what economists call the fallacy of composition. In each separate market, the producers benefit by enjoying monopoly rents, but that doesn't mean that the aggregate effects are good. Actually, it means just the reverse. Creating a monopoly in every market is terrible for the economy as a whole. And this is the fundamental problem with Democratic Party politics. Think of political jurisdictions where there are basically no Republicans. Think Detroit, Michigan. Think Puerto Rico. Think of sharks in a feeding frenzy, eating a dead whale. Once the whale is gone, there's nothing left to eat. Democratic politicians have to constantly appease a group of people that have their hands up. And it's all well and good for us to be sitting there saying, I just want to be self-sufficient. I want to earn my own way. I want to do this. I want to do that. The problem here is that there are enough. Well, I mean, in the inner cities, black America has been lied to so much that they are just, I mean, you can't convince them of otherwise. You can't convince them they've been fooled. You can't convince them that abortion came out for them to keep black people from proliferating. You can't convince them of that. You cannot convince them of how bad it is for the family structure to be destroyed and all these young black men who only, well, what they have, all they have is a gang life, and it's a short one. Can't convince them of that. It's easy to fool people. It is harder to convince them that they have been fooled. Democratic Party is the party of the handout. It's the party of constantly trying to appease them. And the Democrats know this, and this is why they're constantly giving away everybody else's stuff. And the problem here is that sooner or later, they're going to run out of the stuff. You know, the whale is going to run out of blubber. And when that happens, then what? What then? It's not going to be pretty, I'll tell you that. It is not going to be pretty. And this is what we're up against. Right now, I'm seeing all of this stuff where Clinton has exceeded 50% and this, that, and the other, and all this other stuff. You know, if the country wants to vote Democrat, I guess they will. But it's going to lead to a civil war. If it, maybe not this time around, they'll load the... Hillary Clinton will pick the next four Supreme Court justices. Ask Texas how that's working out with the Supreme Court as it is right now. Ask them. Ask Texas how that's working out. They just had a big landmark case go down. We're going to go to hour number two. Be right back.
Education has to be boring. Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
American made. Born out of brutal, punishing trials.
These are the weapons of Head Down.
Employing CNC billet construction, Head Down products are both investments and tools meant for a lethal trade. With a lifetime warranty and bulletproof construction, Head Down products have changed the rules concerning both value and quality.
A new standard emerges in America today.
Go to HDFirearms.com. When these weapons enter the fight, the urge will be to keep their head down.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.